the vice president was announcing that I was taking my senior foreign affairs advisor with me, I thought surely he was going to introduce Amy, who's also going on the trip. Yesterday was Cy Vance's birthday, and we've all formed a very close and harmonious relationship as we've studied how our nation should deal with foreign countries. And the crucial element of preparing American people for the years ahead. Today I leave on a journey which will reflect our own nation's ability to deal in a constructive and a creative way with the diversity of the world in which we live. At every stop on this trip, our guiding principles will be economic justice, human rights, fair relations among nations, and a search for a peaceful resolution of the world's conflicts and potential conflicts. We have special and long-lasting ties with both Latin America and with Africa. Many of our people trace their roots to these two continents, and we share with these nations a history of freedom, one through combat from colonial domination and rule. The countries that I will visit exemplify the profound changes that are taking place and the growing importance of our relations with new leaders of the developing world. In Venezuela, in Brazil, in Nigeria, in Liberia, we will attempt to strengthen friendships, to share mutual interests and mutual opportunities, and to learn from the leaders of these very influential nations. By the end of this century, 80% of all the world's people will live in Latin America, Asia, and Africa. Rapidly developing countries, such as the four that I will visit, will play a larger and larger part in our own lives here in the United States and in determining our shared human fate. In this world of change, we will maintain our greatness only if we are able to change while remaining true to the principles that have made our nation strong. I set out on this journey to explain our own American values proudly and clearly to our friends and to understand their opinions and their concerns. My greatest ambition will be to represent the people of my nation truly and well. And that ambition, if realized, will ensure the success of my mission. Thank you very much.